It's the part of doing business in the NFL coaches never enjoy, telling a player to bring his playbook and wish him well in his future endeavors.
It's emotional. You know, there's no question when you have that conversation because you understand what's at stake and you have, you know, I mean, you're a part of his dreams. You know, as coaches, we try to do everything we can to help every guy realize that dream. Anybody that says it's harder for me than it is for you, that's just not true. That's baloney. It's harder for the person going through it. Right, we've all been through that professionally.
By 6 p.m. Saturday, the 53-man roster will be set. Players that make the squad who are on the bubble will be excited. Those who don't will continue to chase their dream of playing in the NFL.
Great guys, you know, guys that we're really sorry to see go, guys who did a great job and most of whom have a future, you know, in the National Football League. If you look at these guys, I would expect these guys to get an opportunity somewhere else soon or maybe here back here down the road.
Yes, the practice squad for a few is a possibility. Going from 75 to 53 doesn't take some magic formula to figure out. In fact, sometimes it might come down to a position of need.
You have to take some assumptions. You know, we're going to need this type of a player at that position, or we're going to, because we have this guy here, we need this guy over there. I mean, those are the things that kind of come into play. You know, if you keep this person, it means this other person fits more, but if you keep this other person, then it's a different type of an equation.
Thursday provides one final audition for players to impress the coaches in front office. John Harbaugh said there are at least a couple of instances where if a player performs well, he could make the squad. Incentive enough to put it all out on the field against the Rams. With the Ravens, Chris Miller, CSN Baltimore.